wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Wake up everybody. It's December 2nd, 2007, Parker Pathways. This is a show where we put legal opinions and medical opinions and beltway situations together and put dots together on a lot of stories and pull it together. So there is a reality check in your subconscious mind as to exactly what you can do out here in the world if you've got some knowledge. And keep in mind what we talk about in history. There's a lot of aspects of things out here and how to propagandize your brain to keep you from getting facts and situations. Today, December 2, is the end of the Exploratorium Mind exhibit in San Francisco called The Sip of Conflict. And that is to teach children the concept of the mind, to change their mind about drinking water from the toilet and on the recycled water issue, which is going to be an exhibit that tours the United States. And we talk about training the children, and as my bumper music says, you know, wake up everybody. You know, we have to give the concept of the idea of the training in the mind and how it works and how we see ideas form. And the idea of having recycled water as a promotion concept that, well, it really is distilled water at the end of the process, and we'll put it in the ground, and in 4 years we'll take it out of the aquifer and then pump it through and the rest of it, is completely bogus. And it's scientifically bogus. And there'll be many, many shows on this. And it's not just disinfected byproducts that are in the water. It's a concept of the chlorine dioxide in the water. It's a concept of chlorine and the medical consequences in humans, which I've talked about on many shows and given references concerning it. In Annapolis, Maryland, the big discussion of the Israelis and the Palestinians are meeting, and when the main theme of the meeting in Annapolis is about water. It's about the contamination of how is the concept of one country poisoning another. And chloramine was always a poison of choice in Russia for many years before they even tried it in America to use it. And KGB agents used to use it all the time, and now it's part of the process. This show is going to tie in a little bit of concepts of what Annapolis, Maryland means to you. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443-RBN.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. Look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're picking up on the concept of the discussion at Annapolis, Maryland, between the Israelis and the Palestinians concerning, I'll just call it a confidence-building meeting. The whole real issue is the United Nations representatives that are in the room, and the concept of what they call a secure access to clean water is a basic right. And this is what they're really discussing, because it's based on the concept of under the guise of electricity and power to Gaza Strip, and which the Israelis have a different view as to how that should be handled. I'm not taking a side with the with the Israelis or the Palestinians from that. I'm taking even a larger view, and that's what I've talked about for 1 year on RBN. Is talking about the next world war. And the whole concept is coming down. I've made the listeners, and I've given hints in every show. If you listen carefully to the sentence structures that I put forth, it's in a semantic code that's totally legal, giving the information of which I'm not violating any laws or what I can disclose. But the fact is that the next world war is based upon the concept of, we'll simplify the thinking for you in terms of, and make it more complicated later, is based on the concept of water, it's based on the concept of disease, it's based on the concept of territory and eminent domain and control of the food supply and how it's being controlled. That's why the United Nations had their sustainable development concept booklets to the city councils many years ago to develop this plan that they have now. You control nations, you move, for instance, like in China, where next week the big decision to move 4.5 million people into new population areas of China based on the subject of the new dams that are to be built, are thought to be built. This same issue is happening in Annapolis. What's going on here is, in Annapolis, there's a discussion of the next world conflagration, and the concept is going to be who owns the water, how it's going to be developed, and where it's going. It's be way beyond the Palestinians and Israelis. And in the old days in Israel, you could talk to anyone in the high-level system, and they say, well, you know, we'll give them chloramine. And that was years ago. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that they knew that they could, that this was during Arafat's time, before he got his new building. But the whole thing comes down, which we paid for, which the United States paid for. That's another issue. The whole thing comes down to the fact, the theme and the peg point for this discussion, for this particular show, is going to be based on the psychological thinking and how it was all set up for us to be in the space we're in now from the when they started to set up the psychology of how what we eat and drink and how we control it in the world. And that started in 1945 is the first document that's coming forth that they actually admitted to. And then we'll go through that during this show, which brings us to these little incidences that happened about rainwater. Now, you have a place, there's a town called New Market, Virginia. There they have a resource institute that's saying, well, you can have and drink, quote, the gray water if you test it for acidity and purity levels if you plan to drink it. In other words, they're following the manual, right out of the manual, from the United Nations. And the whole thing is that it's they're trying to say, well, it really doesn't come from the toilet. It really comes from the sink. Then they're trying to say, well, it may come from the bathtub or it may come from the shower stall, but it's not clean enough to drink, and it contains less nitrogen and fewer pathogens than black water or toilet waste. Now, the whole process of this is the nitrification process is controlled by the chlorine dioxide, which causes the tumors and cancers in rats with the beginning studies, and then it went into human studies, which are suppressed after 1989. But the whole point, the warning, at least they're trying to work it out in conjunction with another city of Gilroy, California. And Gilroy, California has the full UN manual that they're putting forth that they're giving to the New Market, Virginia people. So they're saying that, well, you can't use these forms of water on root crops and low-growing crops such as carrots, radishes, onions, lettuce, and strawberries. What they're not telling the public is they're already using it in the irrigation water, which is why I keep talking about the initiative nationally for toilet-to-table-to-tap or toilet-to-tap-to-table initiative. The concept is that we are having our health immune system changed in a big way. Bigger than that, we're controlling also a new form. You have to have research down the line in order to circumvent the genetic changes that occur as a result of the contamination from the disinfectant byproducts, like the bromides, the halocetic acids, and the idoacetic acids, which are incredibly poisonous. And that's going to be national news very soon. I broke that first story on the second show last year. And the whole thing comes down, and the research, in fact, and the whole thing comes down to the fact that if you could have a dangerous backflow into the drinking water supply at any turn on this system, in other words, if you add reusable water in the concept the way it's being discussed by the government, the way they want to do it, you're getting into the fact that what do you have to have? Two pipes to the house? You know what they're doing now? They're taking the engineering companies around the world now are selling what are called divisional pumps, and you have your little handle on it, and so you go out and you turn your handle when you're going to get the reusable water and it doesn't go in your main pipe. That's long been discredited. But the United Nations is saying, well, reusable water can use for non-root crops, including beans, corn, and tomatoes, if the edible portions of the plant aren't targeted. And you can also, of course, use recyclable water for turf, grass, tree, and shrub irrigation. The whole point is that they're having a basis of the runoff of the water coming in from the other way and blending it with drinking water. presents another chemical threat that which I'm going to discuss in this show that I haven't discussed in all the other shows. And the whole process of this, because I've been, you know, if you have to get this a piece at a time so that you understand exactly what's happening, the real estate developers in this country and the lobbyists that are the corporations control the concept of the toxic tort system and the eminent domain process. So their interest in having recycled water in this system is based upon, they pinpointed it now on climate change. In other words, we're protecting the environment. It's called green construction. I'm going to try to get into this in the next hour. But the whole process here is that what's being discussed is this subject in Annapolis and the whole concept of where we are on that subject in terms of how we eat and drink from the toilet will be the issue of the survival basis of the world, the what's called the world domination system companies that I've talked about. These are really going for the world domination. Remember I talked about last year about how your body is divided into various parts of various forms of drug testing and domination by various countries. I outlined it. Okay. Now, the whole thing comes down to the fact that the larger companies that are building these new toilets and the concept of the water system is under the Energy Policy Act, which was passed in 1992. And in 1992, they set the standard for we are in the year 2007. So you're not going to be walking around in your brain thinking, well, I passed an act in the Energy Policy Act of 1992 in order to say that we're all going to be green. So they're pushing on the idea of the chronic water shortages and on the other concept of what the EPA is going to do in their architectural designs of the new homes. And if you look at it carefully, in small print, there will be the United Nations dictum, which is almost like a disclaimer at the bottom of every one of these new real estate contracts that are being put together. Do we have a caller from Alaska? Chad from Alaska, are you on air? Chad?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Chad.
Okay, it sounded like the connection was breaking up for a second. Can you hear me?
I sure can, Chad. Welcome to the show.
I had a somewhat frightening experience a few weeks ago, and I wanted to get your comment on it. I used one of those KDF shower filters in my shower, and I had to do some plumbing work, and so I unscrewed the filter and set it down in the bathtub upside down. It's a porcelain, a white porcelain bathtub. And after about an hour or so, I got done with the plumbing work, and I picked up the shower filter to screw it back in, and whatever came out of the filter had eaten the porcelain away all the way down into the iron of the tub, and it left a big black hole.
Yes.
And I know I think fluorides are the only thing that can eat porcelain and glass, and I was wondering, I see in our water report we have 4 parts per million fluoride, which is pretty high, and I was wondering if that could be responsible for building up some kind of fluoride salt in the shower filter that ate away the porcelain, or could it be something else or what? Because I was just thinking that people are drinking all this stuff.
Yeah, this is what I've been about, and I'm going to answer this question after we get on the other end of the break. That's a very important question. Can you stay on air for just a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Dr. Wynn Parker, Parker Pathways, December 2nd, 2007. We have Chad on the line from Alaska. Chad, are you there?
Yeah.
Good. Now, you've asked a very important question, of which there are five answers. Each one, first of all, you're totally correct. The fluoride that you're talking about is would be, unless it, you have to analyze it from the shower head, of course, but the best suspicion would be fluoroacetic acid and sodium fluoride, which has been combined in the water itself with chlorine and chloramines and with bromides. Now, what happens with this chemistry is that you get an ammonium fluorosilicate. Now, the fluorosilicate is a very strong, what's called chelator acid, which means it picks up another molecule and carries it somewhere else. Essentially, the porcelain is food for that molecule, and that's the correct chemical way to say it, even though it's not a bacteria involved.
Well, that's interesting because I did look up the chemicals that are in KDF shower filter heads, and I can't remember exactly what they were, but they were like copper and zinc or something like that, and none of the fluoride salts of those materials were as corrosive as to eat right through porcelain in an hour.
Mm-hmm. But and the thing is, and the other part of the answer, which is incredibly important, is the idea of releasing lead with this combination from brass pipes down the line. In other words, if you have the what's called the elution of lead, which comes from the fluoroacetic acid, you are now affecting the chemistry to create what's called a dibutyl phthalate. Now, if you were to look up if you have a pencil or a pen, can you write something down?
Yeah.
Okay. It's B6C3F1 mice.
What's the last part? Mice?
Mice, like little mice. They were the first ones, and what I'm giving you is the code name for the first mice that were studied for the deterioration of the lower intestine from what you're asking in your question.
Okay.
And now let me explain to you what the code is. B6C3F1. F1 stands for first filial generation. In other words, it's the first generation gene change as a result of the fluorocetic acid that ate through the porcelain, which means this gene triggered and carried through all the generations of birth from that mouse. Same thing would happen in humans after a damage which is called mutagenesis of chromosome 1. We have there 24 chromosome sets in the humans. So chromosome 1 is damaged in humans, as known for the present science. B6C3 is the code for the generation of mice that have been bred for that from a human gene. So in other words, this was discovered in 1946, and has been suppressed information all this time, until now, of course. And I'm not even supposed to tell the public about this, but that's life. But the thing comes down to the fact you're asking a very critical question. That is exactly what happens inside the human body, period.
Can you name the name of the acid again that you think can eat porcelain?
The fluorocetic acid.
Okay, fluorocetic acid.
It is spelled fluosilic.
Okay.
And so, you've hit upon exactly what we've been talking about for a year and a half on all these exposés of the gene changes of the lower human intestine, the development of bone cancer in women in Iowa was a very famous study that was later suppressed by the government. And then, of course, the exposé of the chloramine with chlorine and fluorocetic acid. And that's what you're dealing with.
My girlfriend's daughter got bone cancer in her leg when she was only like 14.
Mm-hmm.
A big lump in her bone, and they had to cut it out. Is it fluorocetic acid, like fluorinated vinegar?
It's not that kind of acidity in the pH meter. It's a different. Every acid's got a different pH that's under 7.
But you're saying acidic acid like vinegar?
No. Vinegar is different. That's a different chemistry. The acetic acid that combines with the fluorocetic acid has to have a binder of a metal in it. I'm going to give you another reference in this thing. By the way, before we get off air, I want to give you my email address.
Yeah, I got it.
Kwati at sbcglobal.net.
Yeah.
And I'd like you very much to email me on this. And I want to give you another reference of a story that has been covered up by the EPA called the Pitcher, Oklahoma study.
And could this form some kind of a sludge that would stick in the shower filter until it's turned upside down and it kind of...
Oh, yes. No, you're talking exactly the objective analysis of evidence. In Pitcher, Oklahoma, where you have the increased lead concentration of fluorocetic acid to cause diabetes. And thank you for calling the show, Chad.
Okay, thanks.
You're right on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. My email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And the call-in number for Republic Broadcasting is 800-313-9443. And for the caller, Chad from Alaska, we go to RBN's homepage and click on chloramine caused collateral health damage, which was written around, it was written before 2006, but there is a verbal explanation of an interaction of glutamine, which is transported to the liver, and how that's changed as a result of the silic acids. And so that I'm going to be putting out an addendum in addition to this particular editorial. This has been translated in four foreign languages, and I first wrote it in year 2003, and exposed the whole process. The United States of America would have never known about the subject of the water and the food contamination and result of the water and the food itself, or the United Nations aspect of controlling ownership of the water, the use of eminent domain in the way it was being used until the Supreme Court ruling of the Kelso case. And so we have all of these things that I don't want to be the guy that's on the whipping post to say that, you know, I'm going to take the hit. But the whole thing is that I'm not being a martyr about this. I want to pick up on a national movement to have a constitutional amendment to the United States Constitution. that says that we have a right to vote on our food and water and medical protocols. Medical protocols means that the decisions that are made by these folks in turn in the government and in city councils and water boards and also engineering boards be accountable for the decisions and the actions that they have on people, and particularly health officers who are hired by the state as civil servants. They should come, the law should be changed to be able to make them liable for their decisions. Number two, I'm after the idea of, I've written up the basic format for the grand jury of science and technology. That's what we should have in this country, a grand jury of science and technology. We have a grand jury for civil law, we have a grand jury for criminal law, but we do not have any input on the decision-making capacity for decisions that are made of our food, water, and medical protocols. It makes a discussion of health care look like child's play, what I'm talking about here. Now, the whole thing comes down to the fact, and I'll give you an example, that under current law in California, for instance, as long as a water, as a wording of a court process, this is Hartwell versus Superior Court, and in California, recycled water suppliers, if they comply, as the wording is, would the most recent water quality standards, they cannot be held liable for damages for water later found to be unhealthful. And that is the court's opinion in Hartwell versus Superior Court in regards to groundwater cases of the recycle system. But under the draft of the recycled water policy that's being discussed behind closed doors and working through, in fact, they're being discussed in Annapolis, Maryland today between the Israelis and the Palestinians, the recycled water policy providers face a standard of strict liability, and that kind of liability doesn't require any showing of negligence, you see, or intent to harm. But my point is that this should be done, but the real estate people and the lobbyists have gone to Congress in the past 3 weeks, and what they're talking about is that, well, this is going to degrade the water supply if we do this, makes us liable, and our real estate development systems in this country will not be put forth. And this will affect the expansion, existing liability for our developments in this country. My other contention is that not only is this needs to be faced, the greed and corruption in this country are for real, in terms of the real estate boards and how they handle things and how they've developed eminent domain to be on a national scale. But some time ago in the 1990s, MTBE, or methyl tertiary butyl ether, it was added to gasoline, and the idea that it was being sold to the public is similar to climate change. The idea was that the gasoline would burn cleaner and lessen the air pollution, but of course there are now 16,000 known water wells in the United States of America that are closed forever, and some towns have died economically because of MTBE. And I've talked with, of course, if you add, it goes in the aquifer. So engineers I've talked with have put it at 500 to 1,000 years at the most. It would be taken out of the water, if at all. The point is, on the recycled water system, terms of this, the water board districts are trying to put on a national campaign that this is like distilled water that you're going to be drinking at the end of the thing. But you already have the chloramine, the chloral dioxide, and the chlorine added to the water, plus the bromide halocytic acids that are formed, and it's going to be over 1,500 disinfectant byproducts that are affecting us in our drinking water, and also become part of the real-world manufacture of bottled water. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that whose liability do we take? Who do we make responsible for the fact that the present water system in America, the present food system in America, doesn't have a basis of legality of what's called immunity for a government decision? In other words, you can have the president of Health and Human Services, Mike Leavitt, who come out and visit grocery stores and tell the public, as they did last week, how safe the food supply is. I don't blame him. I'd do the same thing. But at the same time, Mike Leavitt is the one who helped signed off on chloramine 30 years ago at the EPA. They promoted the concept of the whole process. And at the same time, the following areas have been under human experimentation for recycled water. Let me give you the dates. These are areas. There's a place in Centralville, Virginia, that the public doesn't even know about. It's called the Upper Aquanian Sewage System, where they've been doing surface augmentation, studying recycled water on humans. That study's been going on since 1978. You have the San Diego Water Repurification System. They researched initially in 1964, and they have million gallons per minute demonstration plant currently in operation, and that's been going on since 1964. And then a Denver Potable Water Demonstration Project is a direct reuse system. And the whole process of this on this direct research is only in research only, but that's been going on since 1974. You take the Tampa Resource Recovery Project in the city of Tampa, Florida. That's an augmentation on surface water, and they're working on the idea of having the aquifer come through. All of that, if you combine with the MTB, the ether, coming in, is already in the aquifer, based upon the nitrogen base off on the chloramine, you are now dealing with butyl ethyl nitrobutylene, which happens to be completely carcinogenic. And if you pull it out and say, well, this is like distilled water, or this, we're already in bad shape because no one dealt with the infrastructure of the United States of America because of greed and corruption on the money flow. The same thing happened on the $35 billion bills that they want to put through and was vetoed by the president, and then the House representative voted on, and so forth and so forth. And the idea was that they said, well, these are all pet projects of each state. Well, I'm going to have to agree with that. But the thing, and I know which projects they are, and I know who made the deals, and I know what contracts they are. This is all backed up by the mayors, the Council of Mayors in this country, because they want the money, but not facing the issue of what happens inside the body. And the reason we get psychologically twisted on this, I'm going to try to get this in the next hour, is how that happened in our country, where people have been propagandized by the media, by medicine, by law, by concepts of the government wouldn't do that. I just walk away from the conversation. No, the government isn't going to do that. Well, they've been doing it. Another thing, and another thing, how is it that you have a bottle of water and you end up with a label that gives you the nutritional value of it, and there's all zeros there beside the side of it, you know, we've got 89% of our body has to deal with water because that's the saline water sugar balance that's necessary for human life. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, how dumb do you think that they think the American public is? Now, I didn't force people to go out and buy bottled water, okay? The whole thing comes down to the fact they did it on their own. When I went out the door in the year 2003, and all of a sudden the bottled water companies made billions of dollars in profits as a result of this expose. You know, if I'd had the stock in those kinds of things, who knows? But the whole thing, it's going to get worse because they're trying to distort what the research is. You take El Paso, Texas. There's called a Huckel-Bolson project. I was familiar with this before 2003, but I didn't put the dots together. You know, it never occurred to me. Because I really didn't know about chloramine as an additive to the drinking water and the conditions that we were dealing with in America and the health thing. All I knew is that organ transplants were taking the way they should. So the whole thing, they have a groundwater rechargeable project. The actual model for this total bogus concept of blending water, the concept, this has been going on since 1985. 1985. And the water factory project, which is in Fountain Valley, California, is almost a classic in terms of the rechargeable groundwater. And you put your ethylene in there, and then you put the process in. So now you've got, you don't even have to know science to know that you've got a pure ethylene biol-butyl bromohalide process. So this has been going on since 1976 in Fountain Valley. And, of course, the famous one where they built up Irvine Ranch and got the thousands of people there, and, of course, they look sick in those places, and that's the Monticello 4-bay. That's the project, and that's in the Los Angeles area and in District of Southern California, and that's been going on since 1962. So the whole aspect of what we are talking about in time frames are really based upon what people try to get sold in psychoanalytic theory. I'm not going to have time on this hour to go into that if I have the total chance of that. But the spinoff of this concept is the idea everyone talks about. Health insurance. Everyone talks about that, how the process is developed in terms of healthcare. I don't think that people understand that healthcare is an interrelationship of many things. You have the new laws that are going into effect. As of 3 weeks ago, bound into by next week, has to come in before the first of the year on employers who are going to fine their employees for, concerning healthy lifestyles. And I'm going to talk a lot about this today if I have the time. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that, as I was mentioning to Chad in Alaska, the concept of the Pitcher, Oklahoma study, where during the Second World War, and they were making bullets there in Pitcher, Oklahoma, and the rest of it, a lot of lead increased, and they got big mounds of lead there, you know. But most of the people that live in that town had an increase of diabetes. And it was known that the lead concept would increase what is the glutamine that I keep talking about, and the chloramine causes collateral health damage. And we talk a lot about, well, diabetes is caused by this, or it's by eating, or you don't eat, you sit, and so forth. Well, there are a lot of forms of obesity and diabetes that are based upon metabolic syndromes. They have nothing to do with the finding of how much a person eats. And everybody's has been brainwashed again. Here we go again, that calories in, calories out, this is the food pyramid, and this is the way you go. Well, there's certain chemical actions for some people that no matter what they ate, they're going to maintain their particular fat cell metabolism. But it is true, Congress is dealing with it, coming up before the Christmas holiday on the obesity food laws for schools. And the whole concept is based upon that. You look at the data that they're analyzing, and I'm not sure that these folks in the Senate are really being capable of analyzing it, but the whole thing comes down to the thing of what do you think is the basis for the cholesterol development. It's the nitrogen base. Well, where do you think the nitrogen base comes from? It comes from the fact of food and water. If you have contaminated water, you're going to change what are called the adrenal cortical influx of adrenal corticosteroids, and which in turn are going to get the glucocorticoids increased, which would trigger the hypothalamus and then the satiety center of the chemistry there, and it triggers the stomach, and away you go. You're going to get overweight no matter what, just thinking about it, because the chemistry's working that way. But the whole process is that the way the laws are going to go is the national laws of enforced health goals on the job. And this is where it's heading in terms of the fact that you can share a medical record electronically, which is a United Nations Sustainable Development Goal, by the way. And, of course, most hospitals today are trying to put forth on that. But if you look at the Pitcher, Oklahoma study, which has been buried and very hard to get a hold of, if at all. How is it known that the lead and with the chloramine and the concept of the fluorides would increase diabetes by 43% in the total population of Pitcher, Oklahoma? And of course, the only way that the town can survive is to send their up to six-year-old children away from the town. The EPA will pay for their relocation. The people who want to stay in Pitcher and die there have elected to do that, and because it's their town, and they feel good about it, their town. But we're going to try very hard to bring home a point about employers being nationally sanctified, become medical police. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wayne Parker. It's December 2nd, 2007, and we're coming up to the end of our second hour, and I wanted to get this point across that, see, everything bridges. It connects the idea that you drink certain kinds of water, you eat certain kinds of food, you're involved with a national policy system, you're involved with the United Nations development of who, what you eat, where you eat it, and how you drink it, and who owns it. We also have the courts developing the United Nations policies concerning employers having control of mandatory wellness programs, which include mandatory blood drawings for cholesterol. And this is a violation of constitutional rights issue, which will go to the World Court. This occurred. The first case is Rodriguez versus the Scotts Company. That's a company in Massachusetts. You have Anderson versus the City of Taylor under the United Nations District Court, and that's in Michigan. You have Scotts Miracle-Gro, which charges employees $40 a month more in premiums if they refuse to take part in a health risk assessment. You have Cannabis Community Corporation's employees must participate in the health risk assessment to get health coverage at all. You have Principal Financial Group mandatory health exams that record employees' weight, blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol and tobacco use. And also we have the invasion of the Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, which prohibits the age, race, and discrimination. What's to be added this week is the concept of a lifestyle discrimination statute. There are supposed to be 29 states that have these statutes. 20 of these states are the ones that object to my presentation through the Attorney General to have an initiative for who votes for what goes in our food and water. I think that's a coincidence, but is connected. These lifestyle discrimination statutes prohibit the employers really from taking adverse action against employees for off-duty conduct. What's at stake is how you determine genetics in people on their off-limit system. The first test that made it this week in the National Psychology is the detection of DNA synthesis at home for who's a parent. And then you send the sample in, and then for a couple hundred dollars more, they'll make it legal who's the parent, make it, you know, legal. And kind of, but the fact is the DNA testing concept to be self-inflicted is part of the United Nations concept to put this on a chip. In Europe, in France and Germany, they already have it on the chip, and the chip is in the passport. And in the process of the doomsday cities that are growing up in Russia and Germany, where they've isolated themselves from the world, their whole point is based on this very subject, which has been going on in communist countries for 17 years. So now we have the court cases that are coming up after 17 years in America. We finally reached where we have an Indiana-based Clarion Health System will start checking the employees on a voluntary basis for cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight. But obesity will be listed as a civil crime. Now, if this is going to be a civil crime, why can't we have the Grand Jury of Science and Technology to meet in such a way to make a decision as to the concept of the consequences of making these kinds of decisions on the society? This is a social grand jury system controlled by the United Nations, controlled by the global courts in real cases. So the whole thing comes down to the fact there was one particular person saying, well, I don't want people to know I'm HIV positive, this person said. They want to keep it private. And the world court says, and you're not hostile, therefore we're not going to do anything to you. We'll see you on the next hour. Parker Pathways, RBN, 800-313-9443.